Good evening. I would like to welcome the following members to the pack. Rudy5 and Patu. If you are a new subscriber that would like a shout out, shoot me an email or message. I do not always get notifications for all new subscribers. Tonight's topic is couples getting married in the metaverse. I have found two couples that have been married in the metaverse. A law group says it helped perform the first digital identity marriage in the metaverse. Ryan and Candace Hurley of Phoenix got married digitally in Decentraland. The ceremony was performed by a Supreme Court justice officiating and attended by witnesses and about 2,000 guests. The law group says there's no current legal framework for such a marriage and the binding nature may be a matter of contract. The law group made a virtual premarital agreement to create a marriage framework. The second couple was a Florida couple who met in a virtual space paid homage to their meet-cute by staging a wedding in the metaverse on Labor Day weekend. While the COVID-19 pandemic forced many couples to consider online ceremonies, using technology was not an alternative but rather the first option for Tracy and Dave. Tracy told Insider it was the CEO of the company she and Dave work at who suggested the idea of getting married in the cloud. The virtual venue was designed by a sister branch of their employer that creates virtual spaces. They held a traditional real-life wedding in front of 100 guests in Manchester, New Hampshire on September 4th, but invited guests who they could not accommodate in the physical space to celebrate their nuptials in the cloud. With the two ceremonies happening simultaneously, one wedding photographer recorded their real-life wedding while the other facilitated a live stream for virtual guests, Tracy explained. Tracy told Insider her wedding dress was used to customize her avatar to look more like her on a special day, and they also designed avatars for the wedding party. Guests were able to customize their own avatars and also had control of them during the ceremony. The avatars can dance, the avatars can run, the avatars can do all kinds of really, really cool things, Tracy said. While they were gifted the experience, Tracy said Verbala, the company which created the virtual space, estimated the virtual wedding costs at over $30,000, but said that with less customization, they could create a space for $10,000. Here are my thoughts on this. The virtual wedding was $30,000. They still have a physical wedding that could have been another $30,000. You all know how I feel about marriage and divorce. That is a lot of money. I feel each year, I am becoming more and more disconnected from the world. It is a circus out there. These dudes, they spent all this money and time for a Minecraft wedding. What will happen down the road 5, 10, 20 years from now, when the wife no longer is excited or thrilled? People can do what they want, I am just going to live my life and do my thing. I have one more thing to mention. I keep up to date pretty well in the dating world. Last night I noticed an update to the OkCupid application. They now have live streaming. My first thought on this was, they are becoming like OnlyFans. I just laughed, so many people today are codependent and need attention, both men and women. MGTOW monks are rarer, they do not need attention or validation from others. They are able to live a happy life all on their own. I also was thinking, so many people piss their lives away in these dating applications. If you have a topic you would like me to cover, a news article, or are seeking advice, shoot me an email or message, and I may cover it. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I'll walk alone in the night, meet the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my mind. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a